Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Testing.
Hello.
Testing.
Hello.
Testing.
Hi.
1, 2. Checking. Checking.
1, 2. Is
That's
this
John
on?
Boy.
Check it. Check it.
That's John Boy, not Billy.
1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2.
This mic is right in my face. This is a strong mic.
You're going to eat that motherfucker before it's over.
Dun, dun, dun. John, I gave you sashimi today, Yellowtail.
I know, it was great.
How, it melted like butter, didn't it?
Man,
I tried to explain to them, like, this shit melted like butter.
It smells like weed.
I've ate 6 steaks in 2 weeks.
Really?
So suck on that, Klaus Schwab.
I don't even eat steak. I would much rather.
Beat that. He's like, okay.
I had some chicken this afternoon.
See what y'all think. I think it's all right. We're going
to
go.
I think you're great, man. I don't even have to check it. I trust your judgment.
Hello?
All right, let's see what the video looks like.
And then I'll take the hell out of your sound later when I listen to
it. Internet land.
Internet.
Suck a duck.
Oh, me and my fucking overalls. I'm glad I wore these today because, fuck, I knew I'd be on video.
Hey, this is how ugly we are.
So
I think he was doing an audio test. He was doing an audio test the whole time. He's like, this is how ugly. Yay, hey, oh, yep, this sounds good.
Oh, God.
They sound just as ugly as I thought they
would. Yeah, I sound ugly. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
That's well, y'all.
Black and white, baby.
Whoa. We're never gonna get you in there, dude.
You're never getting in there. You're not that important anyway.
You're gonna have to. That's just us three.
You're just gonna have to produce.
Yeah. You're like the off camera producer.
Yeah, you suck.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. These dudes are so unprofessional.
Man, I know.
Look, sit wherever you want.
It's not started
yet.
This is just a view.
Sit in my lap. We're going to have to, like, scrunch up.
Hey, come over this way.
Scrunch up. Shift.
All right, and I got to lean in.
Now slide the laptop, or slide it back.
Oh, yeah, pull the whole thing back.
Well, I've got limited runs with
it. He's got limited.
You got plenty of run with that, dude. It's just all in how well you can do it.
Sad.
See?
Boom.
No, angle this way.
Yeah, angle that way.
Yep, turn it.
Numb nuts.
Other way. Yeah. So you can fit in. Keep going.
Pick it up a little bit so you can't see.
Yeah,
it the table.
Oh. Yeah, and now you got yours in.
Nope, too high.
Too high.
Right there.
Look, that is it.
Yep, that's it.
People in the chat are saying you're an idiot.
Sucking on chili dog.
I think
dog.
I read that. Yeah,
Take two.
Suck on a chili dog. John's going to do it again.
I got like 3 chili dogs.
Bro, we waited on you for 40 minutes.
He should have put sucking on chili dog.
I was actually here.
I was while cleaning. Sucking a chili dog?
No, I was cleaning up.
The chili dog you suck?
No.
We had to wait.
Have you seen good movies lately, Kyle?
Django Unchained. I mean newish.
No, it's just Django.
No, we here.
Hey, I'm backwards.
Oh, I am too. Look
I'm
at
backwards,
me.
Man. Look at
that's
me.
That's a good
backwards.
Shot, man. At least of me.
Ha
You haven't been in? No, that's a good shot.
Open it up on your phone. Pull the YouTube channel. So
you fucking jerk.
You fucking jerk nasty.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
You're in the red.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Send the pain below.
Much like sucking on a chili dog.
Nah. Shit, there we go right there.
Yeah, sus.
Waiting for porch talk. Now you'll watch what I say.
Talk about.
No, I turned it off.
I mean,
I didn't connect to Joe's internet.
You got a Wi-Fi, bro. We got to get on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi.
Shit, my Wi-Fi sucks. You might want to see if you can get yours from here.
Why data. You suck and his rules.
Let's do data. Let's just use data.
Is it data or data?
Won't oh, that's stupid. Data should do it.
Get the Starlink.
Y'all got 5G here yet or not?
Damn.
I
got three.
I got
Frontier.
No, like, dude, I can get this building in on it from Tech Connect. I used to work there. It fucking sucks. But you can get 5G. I did MDUs, which is multi.
Which one is it?
Units.
It's the 76? AT&T, ATT, BZ, some shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, here we
go.
You have any idea what the password is?
Fuck, absolutely not.
You got iPhone?
Share password. Mm-hmm. Complete.
Hang loose, he said.
He said hang loose with his, not his words, his.
I watched the hatchet wielding hitchhiker.
What about Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I like
that's a good one. Wes Anderson? That's good stuff.
Yeah. Some I don't get. Royal Tilly Bombs and like that.
What about French Dispatch? That's the newest one of Wes Anderson.
Oh, that's the one on the train.
Yeah. No, That's Bullet Train. You're thinking
Bullet Train about, is fantastic.
I thought it was, what'd you call it?
French Dispatch. No, I that's the that dude that's Adrian like a ray. Brody like he's in jail. And he's a painter.
I thought it was Adrian Brody and Owen Wilson on a train or some shit.
They are. I think they are for a second, but that's nowhere near like what the movie is about. It's about
I almost went to watch Megan.
What's his name? The Spanish dude, but he's like an artist.
Pedro Pascal.
No, Benicio del Toro.
Benicio del Toro.
Yeah, so he's like an artist in a jail, and like he's famous, like. French people, he's making like $10 million paintings, but he's in jail because he's a psycho.
You freaking out? Is it Patrick?
It's 8:40, dude. The damn chickens are roosting right now.
They are fucking roosters right now.
Just imagine how many people out there are fucking right now.
Right now.
Just going at this it. You took a picture, homie.
You can't even imagine. In this whole world. That's a lot of porn, dude. That's like,
No.
17 million? What would be the,
That's good.
I'm throwing up a fist. Yeah, you're throwing it. I was counting down.
Hey, guys, so long as they're not doing Nazi symbols and it seems like I'm like bowing down to it, then I'm good. All right,
yeah.
They're all doing Hell Hitler and I'm like, oh, yes.
We're live.
What's up?
Don't move his mouth. Get in my arms and I'll keep the fire. get you by. It'll get you by. It'll get you. And you gon' buy, and he gon' sell. Then they wait, sell a rock hotel. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go on. Well, it's gon' go. Ain't no wrong I can see for miles. And I'm caught a while. Well, I'm caught a while. Well, I'm caught a while. Well, I'm gone.
Hello. Pull it up on your device and see if it's
Jeremy
picking up.
Jeremy,
welcome you.
Him.
Poor Soul. This is your host, Sama. Alan, and man, welcome you to Porch Talk. I got the boys here. Brother Cobb.
I will never kill myself. Andrew Tate.
Big John.
What up?
Marky Mark.
I don't have a quote like that, but I won't also kill myself. I promise, guys. I promise.
Right, put that out today.
He's putting it out there.
Just so to make sure he can't do it now. It's,
yeah.
It's a safe bet now.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have to worry about that anymore. What's been hot on y'all's minds? What do y'all think about pro football? 7-team flag, baby, let's go!
Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. I watched like 3 minutes of it.
Yeah,
like,
this not is what nobody. They do now. I know who's got. All right, we got Kansas City, we got Philly in the Super Bowl. Who y'all got, and by how many?
I like Philly.
I like
Philly Kansas. By how many?
Oh, I would probably say by 10.
I got Kansas City.
By?
Let's say 5.
Is it working?
5. Seven. What you got? Philly or Kansas, and by how many?
I'm going to say probably Kansas.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody's like, Philly, this is the new thing.
By 10.
Yeah, by 10.
I got Philly by 9. I was with you. I mean, me and my dad said 10 earlier, but I'll take 9. But, yeah, I got Philly. If anything, probably by 20. Shit.
What makes you like Jalen Hurts over Patrick Mahomes?
It's not that. It's all the talent behind him.
Patrick Mahomes is injured.
And Patrick Mahomes is injured, like you said. That ankle injury is going to linger.
Let's be real.
It's going to linger. It's a high ankle sprain. It's going to linger. And now you got a fully healthy Hurts. You got, dude, they won their conference championship by, what, 20 points? And they didn't even use A.J. Brown.
Yes.
Their number one wide receiver.
San Francisco's down to like their four-string quarterback.
Well, they did great for what they had going on. Yes. But now we're talking Super Bowl. Dude, the Eagles got this. At barring injury.
Everybody thinks
barring so. Injury. If Jalen gets hurt during the game, unfortunately, you know, or Miles Sanders or something, like, it will afflict the gameplay.
Hope Fetterman's there.
And your game prep.
Yeah, Fetterman is well known for saying that the Eagles are better than the Eagles.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're better than themselves, finally.
The Eagles football team's better
than take them long
Eagles
enough.
The bird.
Yeah.
Or
the band.
But are they?
Hot takes over here.
Yeah.
Eagles are better than the Eagles.
I'm just watching Sunday for Rihanna.
I mean, Joe Walker.
Yeah, that's what I agreed. I just want to see Rihanna's butt.
Is Rihanna doing a halftime show?
Yeah.
Who's singing the national anthem, Rihanna?
No, just Rihanna's butthole at halftime. Is probably going to happen. And that's what I'm watching for.
Right on, dude.
Yeah, am I wrong?
The only reason I really watch am the Super Bowl anymore is for the halftime.
What do you,
man, Rihanna over Beyonce. What do y'all,
ever since Whitney Houston showed a titty, like, dude, everybody's like, halftime, we're going to see porn.
Yeah, Janet Jackson did that.
I meant Janet Jackson. That's what I meant. I hope she does it eventually.
Well, she's dead.
She wasn't dead at that time.
No, did she die?
No, she wasn't dead yet.
Yeah, she's dead now, though.
Yeah,
she's dead now. But
you know, that's funny that you bring up butthole. Because you remember that stinker over in Japan? Look, he took a bite out of a butthole. He bit it, or a right butt cheek, so hard that he gave himself a headache. This is after he shot the girl in the back of the head.
So he
took a bite of her butt
cheek. Her ass cheek after he shot her in the head.
Yes.
Yes.
And so the logic behind the right butt cheek was he thought since the heart was on the left side that
the soul
there wouldn't be as much blood on the right butt cheek.
Side. He was wrong.
He was wrong.
So after he found out that he could not take a bite, he went and got one of those, what you would baste a turkey up with, the electric knives.
Oh, yeah?
Cut him a chunk out and ate it.
Yeah.
But here it is. Later, as he cannibalized her. But one part of the lady that he wanted to eat was the butthole.
Yeah.
He tried it raw. Was the number one. It was too much like calamari for him.
Yep.
It was too chewy.
Chewy?
Yeah.
So he thought he would fry it up.
And it became more chewier, just like calamari.
I mean, I'd had to have it. If I was going to fry it.
So if you're eating true butthole.
It had to be fried up.
Well, you're
pan seared.
You're Alabama, Mississippi. Anything fried, you'll eat, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
Oh, look out! That's just a roadside barbecue.
Welcome to Little Dewey. No, I'm not.
Yeah, Little Dewey's actually really good.
Chris Stapleton singing the national anthem, by the way.
Speaking of buttholes.
Speaking of Chris Stapleton, do you have a preference toward him or his previous band?
How tall do you think Chris Stapleton is?
6'3".
All right, how tall do you think?
I don't even know who it is.
Wait, Chris Stapleton.
Actually, I bet he's
the artist. You're the one that's excited about
5'9", dude. Don't change me. 5'9".
How tall do you think he is?
I'm going to say he's short. He's like 5'10".
How tall?
5'8", 5'10".
I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
How tall?
He's shorter than that.
He's 5'4".
Golly.
He's Tom Cruise. He's Tom Cruise height.
How tall do you think Babyface is that will be performing America the Beautiful?
Oh, I was thinking Babyface Nelson. I was going to say 5'6". Like, yeah. The Robert, like, all the time.
Yeah. Oh, brother, we're out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, but also, but true.
I mean, like, at the beginning.
So he was like 5'6 or 5'4". He was short too. But this baby face, I have no clue. 5'9"?
I don't know.
was just segueing.
That's a weird kind of thing going on.
What? I'm asking real heights of people.
No, it's cool Chris because like, you think about Chris and like
Chris Stapleton's 5'4".
When you see him on television, though, he's not short.
Like he's Tom Cruise.
He's not short when you see him on TV.
Bullshit.
That's you know, they did that shit with Tom Cruise. Short people back in the day, they would shoot them at a different angle.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. So they would look, that'd be one of them.
I love Tom Cruise.
Look more statuesque.
Tom Cruise is 5'4".
Yeah, he's a short guy, too.
He does his own action stunts, man.
No, that's because
he's as tall as Danny DeVito.
We get done with this. Y'all want to watch Maverick?
Yeah.
Maverick? Oh.
And then realize that he's 5'4 the whole time.
Doing his own stunts.
Yeah, doing his own stunts. It's like a little spider crawling on a plane now.
Well, I mean, they can't find any 12-year-olds that want to be stuck in it.
You can hit him with a broom and get him off.
Oh, that was good.
Can't wait for a new Mission Impossible.
I know.
And realize he's 5'4 the whole time.
Just don't let it go.
Like, if you ran into him to fight him and he beats your ass, be like, that dude's 5'4". Yeah. Who cares? What are you? You're 6. Dude. You're like 6'1".
6'3".
No, he's like
6'3". Yeah, like 8'3". If you let
this guy's probably had so much different fight training for movies and stuff.
Just because he's closer to your ankles doesn't mean... Come on, man. You're 6'3". He's 5'4".
How much do you think he weighs?
Just hold his head away from you. Just,
like when you're fighting a kid, you know? Yeah. Just
keep swinging and you're getting right there until you tire yourself
out. Kick him in the chest like I'm kicking open the door.
Yeah. Oh, if you did, you would kill him.
This is my house.
What do y'all remember?
If you kicked him in the chest, it's over.
What would you give for Lex Grossman to have his own film like they were talking about after all those years after Tropic Thunder?
Oh.
We're talking Tom Cruise's. Remember? Like,
oh, yeah.
I'd give $15 for a ticket.
Yeah, I'd pay to go see it.
Think about that whole movie. Like, my favorite scene after I went back and watched it, you know, each of those characters had, like, a place that they would break?
Oh, no. I already know.
And then the best part
you're
was
talking,
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. when he breaks. But the only thing that makes him break is about making fun of dingoes.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
A dingo ate your baby? Yeah. And he goes... That shit's not funny, bro. That shit really happened. And he broke character.
You know,
and he would never break character. He was acting like a black guy. And he would never break character. And it's like, dude, you're not black. And he's like, I am black. That made him break character. Yeah. Dingo ate your baby.
That's a theme song for the Jeffersons.
That's too much. Dude. That movie's too genius.
It was good.
Who was the last one to break character? Jack White went out pretty quick. The rapper went out
Jack
real
Black?
Quick. He was tied up.
Jack White.
He said Jack White. It's Jack White.
Yeah, Jack White.
I guess Ben Stiller was the last one to give it up.
He was.
Well, he never did.
Well, he went back to Simple Jack.
Yeah.
And you could never go forward, and then he did.
That's it.
And he broke character by going full retard.
Remember Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump? Had braces on his leg, rock real funny. Went on to win a ping pong champion, was a war hero. That ain't retarded.
That's not retarded. It's like that's all real. It's like, dude, that's a thing. You're like, that's all real.
Remember I Am Sam? Sean Penn? Went home empty handed.
Went home empty handed.
Never go full retard.
Never go full retard, bro. Gilbert Grape. Yeah.
Movie frustrates me.
Leo.
Johnny Depp should have just packed up and left town. Yeah, too much.
I tell you what's been eating Gilbert Grape, and he had a drag of a life.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I had something on
why you gotta be so fat, mama? Take care of some of these kids. Man, they couldn't even get her downstairs.
It broke the whole house.
They burned it down after she died.
Bury her in a piano box.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, that's sad. That's Alabama.
It's Mississippi too, but
yeah. You're all right. It is Mississippi too.
I think Mississippi's worse.
Yeah, Mississippi.
Hey, y'all don't say that.
Pretty sure Mississippi's like the most obese state.
It is true.
I think Louisiana might have took that.
Did they? Good for them. Thank God.
Maybe.
We've been holding that title graciously too long and very proud.
Just gotta go do the test at Walmart.
The Mickey D's is really coming together right now for me. Okay.
Well, yeah, Arby's is the shit. Horsey sauce.
Damn. I do love Arby's, man.
Can't
they got the meats.
They got the fries.
and the meats.
Yeah, y'all mess with like cartoon movies or animated movies?
Yeah, it depends.
I'll tell you one that really...
a little Attack on Titan.
I'll tell you what really impressed me.
Yeah.
From Shrek, that new Puss in Boots.
Oh.
Oh, I ain't seen that. Like, you're newer than us.
Yeah, but like his whole thing about like ruining the whole point of the tale, it's like, man, it's actually a pretty good message behind the film. Is, you know, nine lives.
Don't put your pussy in boots.
Nine lives. That's pretty good, yeah, but nine lives, right, with a cat.
Yeah.
And he lost eight, and he's on his last one.
So you better live.
And so he comes up with his mortality, and like that's the film, is like
having you live in your last life.
Yeah, that you only get one of them.
So don't put your pussy in boots.
I mean, that's a way to say.
Essentially, yeah.
That's when I watch Soul.
Soul.
What would you do with your last life?
I'm doing it, baby.
Yeah.
It's not a
that
cat.
Is true. We are accidentally doing man. It.
We watched, what was it, You People?
Yeah.
Did you watch that? Have you seen that?
Yeah, tell about it.
I don't recommend watching it, honestly.
It's all right.
It's okay.
I think it's number one in the movie category on Netflix.
I don't understand how, honestly.
Oh, it's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got Jonah Hill and...
I love Jonah.
Jonah Hill and Charlie
Murphy. You know Jonah Hill is going to be Jerry Garcia in an upcoming thing that Steven Spielberg's putting together.
Yeah, it's like...
And he's going to be Jerry Garcia in a documentary style movie. Segue. Of the Grateful Dead, finally.
Yeah, you're a big Deadhead.
Oh, bro. I'm beyond excited.
Once you get high right here in front of
you give me my stilly. But I'm beyond fucking stoked. You know how crazy... And Jonah Hill is an amazing actor.
Yeah.
He is.
And everything he's done... Like, dude, he is legit. Since he was a kid. Since he was like 19.
I don't remember him in the kid. I remember him in the Accepted.
Well, you know, what was...
Dude, he was 22 Superman? Years old when he did Superbad.
Yeah, he was an old guy.
Man, you remember Accepted?
Now, do you remember Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I got these movies.
Jonah Hill. Do you remember, like, all these other... Dude, Jonah can play anything.
He was in Accepted. He doesn't remember the first thing I ever seen him in. You know where the kids started their own college?
That movie.
Oh, Accepted.
Yeah.
I think he was like 19. He was like at 19 at that.
Yeah. His sister is an actor. I only seen her in one movie, though.
Oh, I didn't know he had a sister.
I think she's in that.
Dude's a genius.
Looks just like him.
Yeah. That's crazy, actually. I can't imagine a girl doing it.
It's that movie Booksmart.
Booksmart.
I haven't seen that one.
Me either.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But still, Jonah as Jerry Garcia. Think of it. He's growing his beard out. He's dyed gray. You know,
he already
put the glasses on, and you got Jerry.
Well, no, man, I'll say this: like, what about you people? Is like the whole entire time.
It's a great
like,
title.
It's making you incredibly uncomfortable with like the culture landscape of America right now. Jonah Hill is playing a Jew, and he is dating a black.
He doesn't play. He is a Jew.
Well, yeah, he is.
He is a Jew playing a Jew.
Neither here nor there, but her father happens to be like Muslim, like Malcolm X,
yeah.
Like New Islam.
Yeah, Black Panther.
And so, like, you have that whole cultural dynamic, and it's incredibly uncomfortable.
And the dad is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy's daughter.
Elaine,
like, I get it.
Yeah. And Elaine from Seinfeld is Jonah Hill's mom.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. So you got...
She's good. I like her.
That's a good actress.
And she's incredibly uncomfortable. It's like she is like so hateable in this film.
The dude from X-Files.
She's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Is the dad.
Yeah.
The dude from X-Files.
Just like I've been re-watching Sopranos and...
I can't get into that, man. I've heard...
The Sopranos?
Yeah.
I've been re-watching it and I'm going to do it again, but you're supposed to hate the wife. The bad guy is the therapist.
He would be the mother.
Like, you're supposed to hate, but you're supposed to like the therapist. But that's what they're leading you. That's what makes it a good show, is that they're leading you this misconception.
How they're building archetypes.
And build a story beyond where you're wanting to love this person, but really that's the bad version. You want to hate this person, that's the good person.
No, but essentially what it is, without spoiling too much, is it's two different races of people being incredibly racist toward each other.
Well, yeah, and that's the same thing with Sopranos. It's just Italians being racist and everything.
But
well,
Italians but toward, are. Like, at the end, it does have that feel-good moment to where, like, things are made right.
Yeah.
Well, it's always got to do that. It's got to wrap itself up.
Everything it does.
You
want to
end on a good
You want to go real world? Real world, it doesn't wrap up that way, and everybody still is just racist and go on and fucking hate everybody.
I kind of
because that's the real world, and that's what really fucking sucks.
I'm with you, dude.
I kind of like them sometimes.
What's your better? What's your favorite FU movie? To where things don't go good.
Man.
I think The Book of Eli.
The Book of Eli Arrakeel. Is one of the good ones that, yeah.
Arrakeel for a dream.
I am legend.
Arrakeel for a dream. Ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Arrakeel for a dream is a good one. So American History X.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Movie.
Seven.
Seven.
What's in the box?
That didn't end up good.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saw all the saws.
All the saws. Didn't leave you with a good feeling.
Coming out with a new one. Coming out with another saw.
Yeah. Saw 47 and
also, like, what are y'all's like expectations 10. For Fast and Furious 10, baby? Will they finally blow up the sun?
With the car. With the car.
I'm like, seven behind.
I heard Vin Diesel kicked Durock. Or, you know, Dwayne Johnson.
I heard they don't get along in real life.
I heard he kicked him out of the Fast and Furious.
Oh, I would like to see that fight. You know, Vin Diesel's also like
5'7". You know how you were saying I was 6'3 and Tom Cruise is 5'4"?
Yeah.
I think you can put that logic to that matchup, too.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, dude, Vin Diesel is like 5'6".
The Rock's like 6'6".
Yeah, he would destroy you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be in the Fast and Furious movie.
I bet.
What about the people that believe like he's all natural?
Who?
You remember like early days wrestling when he had the flat top, when you could see he had the surgery on the
Rocky Maivia
to get rid of his lactating.
He's bigger
boobs,
now and active.
And he's even bigger now.
What do you say?
I mean, he's been juicing the whole time.
Ooh,
but juicing correctly.
He's the Tiger King. Not Tiger King, but what's the other king?
Liver King?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing you'd be foolish for.
Yeah, thinking that.
You see the veins on that guy?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I feel like we jinxed that dude, me and my cousin, because he's like, like, a week before that he got busted, he's like,
you're like that's I was like, dude.
Hey, cuz, you know Liver King? He's like, that dude's definitely on steroids. A week later, he's like, well,
Liver King's definitely on steroids.
You're like, we jinxed him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do his steroids until y'all talked about it.
Yeah.
And that was
y'all,
the first day he did it.
Told him to.
It's weird, man. It's like,
why'd you do that to him?
You gotta put
your sabotage Liver King.
You sabotage.
Like, why are you eating nuts and shit like that?
And living that big.
Eat that raw, like raw ass liver, man. Why you can cook
it. Running through the woods like a gorilla.
Cook your food, man.
Why I gotta put my phone in this cage when I come to your house?
Yeah. It's in a microwave inside of a microwave.
But you're on steroids, bro.
You make your money on YouTube, but
can I get a mattress?
Name the most ridiculous way to get famous. I'm gonna name Bear Grylls. He got famous
Sex
for
tape.
Eating bear shit.
There's a person that got famous for eating bear shit?
Bear Grylls.
What about Joe Rogan? Making other people eat bear shit.
Yeah, he got famous for making other people eat.
That's how he got famous.
Well, there's a will, there's a way.
You don't know something about me, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, Fear Factor.
I gotta work, I suck a lot of dick.
Fear Factor. That's how Joe Rogan got famous, and all he had to do was make other people eat bear shit.
He had some guts going on then. I can't
remember.
He had
his hands in a lot of things, though, at that time. Like, Fear Factor.
Like bear shit.
He had already gotten in with the UFC at that time.
Yeah, he had,
no, he wasn't.
And he was already a comedian.
He was not in USC at that
time. He was already a working comedian.
Then he was already a comedian. It was
he was a comedian before then, yes. But how many comedians were there before? Like, dude, are you kidding me?
But he was already, like, semi-famous. Like, he didn't blow up overnight like Bear Grylls.
How was he semi-famous? Like, no. Was he on SNL? Was he on anything? No, he wasn't.
He had a few stand-up
He was a comedian. Yeah, no, yeah. There was no stand-up specials.
He was working L.A. and New York.
There was no stand-up specials. There were none of that. He just got okay to be the host of a show.
He was working L.A. and New York, dude.
I know he was living and doing the thing, but he wasn't famous.
Yeah, maybe not on a national level. Like, he wouldn't come to Jackson.
No, he went to Mar-a-Lago.
Right, no, yeah. But where other people that he was also stand-up with was, like, Bobby Lee. Other people that were all part of SNL. Like, he was doing stand-up with them, but he wasn't as famous as them.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Until they were like, yeah, she'll be the host of this show. And then all of a sudden, and he's not for comedy. It's just, hey, go do this stupid shit.
Okay.
Yeah, go eat this.
It was never for him being funny.
Do you think he's funny as a comedian?
He's all right.
No.
Not really.
No. I think he's an idiot. Honestly, he still makes $900 million a year now on his podcast.
Carlos Mencia was funny.
That's what he did. That's what made him even bigger. Was shitting on Carlos Mencia.
The beef with Carlos Mencia stealing is jokes. What skyrocketed Joe Rogan.
Carlos Mencia stealing jokes from Bobby Lee.
Yeah.
And he put it out there in front of Carlos Mencia and Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee was scared to, like, back him. He was like, no, he did do that, but I don't want to fight. Joe was like, fuck that. Like, you're stealing jokes. You literally did the same routine Bobby did. Stop stealing shit. And, dude, it ruined the whole Mencia show. It ruined everything for Carlos Mencia.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan putting him out there. But that's the only thing he's done. Now he's making $900 million a year. He's got deals with Dana, you know, with UFC. He's done all these deals now where he's making his shit.
Spotify deal.
Oh, yeah, definitely that. His podcast. But I'm saying
and
right I mean, now, like, dude.
And basically a
was,
whole
he,
army.
He was kind of funny.
Yeah.
People.
He's kind of funny. Stand up. But really what got him famous was Fear Factory. And it wasn't for comedy. It was just your face on something, and he made people do stupid shit.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, at not the end
much
of the day, really, he's,
to that, you know?
He got.
If I said, hey, you got a sleeping worms, it ain't me. I can do that all day.
Can y'all think of other, like, phenomenons other than being, like, a serial killer that would get you famous? That would just kind of just...
Sex tape.
Sex tapes.
Well, yeah, what is that? You said baby?
But you gotta be famous.
Baby.
What's that chick from Florida? The one that... Catch Me Outside?
Bad Baby. Yeah, whatever she
like,
is.
So, I mean, she was essential, like... just by going by. I mean, it would be, I guess, anybody on TikTok now, right?
Yeah, it is so easy to get famous now. And being famous now isn't even the same as being famous used to be. Because you can be famous to 500 people and they support the shit out of you and still be rich.
It's true.
And, or you can be famous to 1 million people and they don't really support you, except, you know.
You're still rich.
Think
you're
about the Island Boys, right? When they went down their live show,
yeah.
The first one, remember, they got booed off. They didn't even get like 30 seconds in their song.
Hell yeah.
I mean,
because they suck. Like, at the end of the day, they suck.
They're not talented.
They got famous for being not talented.
Yeah, it was a joke.
They got,
but like somehow they took it serious.
Yeah, it was like, oh, we you know, and then they're like,
kind of like Joe Rogan.
How'd they get big? TikTok.
Yeah, when they was in the jacuzzi.
In the jacuzzi.
Golly, I wish you had banned TikTok.
Me too, man. I hate that shit. I hate it.
Yep. I see,
it did create.
I'm glad I don't got it.
I don't have it.
I don't have it either.
Hell yeah.
It did create
number
for
one.
People to.
One of us.
No.
One of dance and do.
Google, goggle.
Everybody works like Cobb. You got to get on TikTok, dude.
No.
You got to get on TikTok.
Absolutely not.
I kind of don't want China to have my...
They're already flying balloons.
TikTok is like a drug.
They're already flying balloons. Why have all our shit when you can get it anyways?
My theory of that's a distraction?
That is a distraction.
From the Memphis stuff a week ago?
Look at my hand over here. Look at this balloon flying around.
Yeah.
But what's going on over here?
What do they want to distract?
I just thought it was a distraction for the cops beating that dude to death in Memphis.
Oh, God. Fisting.
Oh, man, you survived the second most violent city in America.
Man, I hated that place. I'm going to come out and say I hated
Jackson?
Memphis. I hated Memphis, dude.
Memphis 10.
There was no good parts of it. There's like five good neighborhoods.
Why don't you shit on the town, baby?
Fuck them.
I'm saying Jackson, Mississippi is number two, ain't it?
You know Watch Mojo on YouTube? I seen it. It was their top 20. So according to Watch Mojo, Birmingham number 3 now. Let's go.
It used to be Mobile was a top.
What player. The hell is Jackson?
Jackson?
I didn't see it on there, dude.
Jackson's not.
That means it's fake because Jackson's on the world news for
Detroit was number one.
These dangerous.
Detroit, where you at? Detroit, where you at? You number one.
Detroit is usually up there.
Yeah, Detroit's way up there. Yeah.
Dallas.
I'm glad I got out of Memphis when I did, man.
Delaware.
What do y'all think about that Newsweek piece that came out afterwards where it said that kid Tyree that got beat to death by that guy said that he was
that
having
guy,
sexual...
Them guys.
Sexual relations with the main one.
Fake news.
That was fake. Yeah, that wasn't real.
That's all fake.
I knew that kid. He was
I mean, can
kid.
You... Can you knew can,
him. Yeah, he worked with me at FedEx.
Can you
For be, real?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he seemed like a...
No, he was a good kid.
He's a skateboarder. I know that. I saw a video. Yeah. He's a hell of a skateboarder. He just looked like a little nerd. Like
he worked in my department.
He's chilling.
Jeez, dude.
He was taking a picture
of the sunset. Why would they drop a hit
lead
like
off? Oh, yeah. The dude, you know, made national headlines for like a day. I worked with him.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, it turned out I knew that chick, too, that was sleeping with all them cops.
The cop girl?
Yeah.
Chick?
Yeah.
The nerdy looking woman?
Did you sleep with her?
No.
Could have.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean. Obviously.
You make it,
yeah. Easy killer.
Hey, put your motor away, dude.
No, just go back to there. It's like, I couldn't believe that Newsweek would put that hit piece out like that to where, like, they're trying to make some kind of a sexual tension between the two that kind of led to the videos graphic.
Because it sales.
What would you do?
Oh, the video?
In that situation? It? Dude, I mean, I understand that it's a body cam, but, like, seeing someone being restrained and being beat to the very last inch of their life, you have to step in. There's no way you can just sit by and just let that happen.
No.
He's a kid.
I know that, but...
I'm good.
I actually am playing devil's advocate, even though I don't agree with it. But to play devil's advocate, dude, really this is the same problems tobacco. That's always mm-hmm. been had. You got superiors over you. You do your you let your superiors do dirty business, and you watch over. They're your superiors.
There are
so think of Nazi Germany. Like anything, you wouldn't think anybody would just let this happen. Well, it's not just letting this happen.
Well, that
it's forced upon you to let it happen, or else it's happening to you.
Well, I mean, that kind of reminds me of
Nazi Germany, dude. I mean,
everybody talks about Nazi Germany.
I get it, but that's what it truly is. Dude, think about it. Like, you wouldn't think people would just load people up to die.
Yeah.
On their own free will.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I do. I automatically assume
it takes time. It ain't overnight.
No, it's not their free will, dude. They're superiors to superiors to superiors. You're at your answer question, and if you don't do that, you're on a firing line. You're killed signed a duty to.
So in the kid,
so yes, it's fucking scary.
In the kid's place, I mean, what are you saying? Like,
I'm saying it's fucking scary. We run like Nazi Germany. We run military. Not only is police run military style. Here, but we are the world police. How many countries have a military base on our lands? How many military bases do we have on other countries? We are a world police that run the same way.
Team America.
Exactly. We are America. The new Nazi.
Coming to save
Germany.
I mean, I believe that is probably the way that while the world.
That's how the world works.
I wish somebody was known. That was a super.
That's what it is.
You're like, yeah, shut up, bitch.
And it sucks because it's that's how it's run. You're answering questions. So that's what's scary. Is if somebody's that naive to turn the keys and set nukes. If it's all based on order.
That's why we need our world elites to have a World Economic Forum to tell
exactly.
us what to do.
Exactly.
Coming up next week, I think.
Tell us what to do next, please.
See, and if it's turn a key and in the world, it can happen.
Eat
dude,
the bombs.
We have, U.S. alone has enough hydrogen bombs to blow up the world 56 and a half times. That was in 2010. So God knows what we have now.
Russia has more nukes than us.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
That's no, he's talking nuclear. I'm talking hydrogen bombs. Bombs that'll blow up the whole world. Just
either one. Either
just
one.
Blow up the whole world.
Why would we want that? I mean, like, why do we even made that?
We have...
If we don't have it our way, nobody's having it our way.
Exactly.
Nobody's having
and that's
our way.
A problem.
Our way or the highway.
That's a problem. Our technology has ever exceeded our existence on this planet.
That's why we don't. That's why we
ain't
don't
that crazy.
Have...
And even if, like, you know, you've heard it said, even if you was to throw every one of those bombs into space, and even the knowledge of how to do it, we'd eventually get there again. And
no,
what,
no.
And what it feels like,
you know, what's crazy?
It's like everyone's holding a grenade with the pin held out, and we're all just waiting.
Yeah, we're all
who's
just
first?
On go, just seeing
you
who's
know what's
crazy enough to do.
We have robots on Mars and on the Moon and all these other places. To where if we blew ourselves up, we still exist.
Well, yeah, there's already people on Mars.
No, our existence exists. If we blew up this whole world, like, to dust.
What have you been smoking?
No.
Everything.
The robots we built exist.
Yeah, Boston. That's why Tesla built that truck, dude. It's just a Mars rover.
Boston Dynamics.
Have y'all seen, like, let's just take
I'm
this.
I'm just saying, we exist.
We've still. Done this podcast.
We're supposed to have AI... porn robots or something. Though.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
No, it's to where like you can throw in like the one it happened to, which went
it's
infamous
like some
on
weird...
Twitch, was like they took Pokemon, the e-girl thought,
yeah,
and they cropped her face on a porno, and it's like she's the one.
This ain't like a real legit robot, and like I made.
There are those
weird science type shit. Like oh, this is
but check this
woman.
Out. That
you're a robot.
Now because of
they
like
know.
Where we are, not only because of ChatGPT. Like, where you can tell AI to write a story. Now you can tell AI, like, make Big John say, I like big butts and I cannot lie. And,
like
dude,
it'll take your voice.
And it would, you like, because there's probably enough of you on the internet
yeah,
to where
it'll
you can
your
find
voice
your voice and make
it.
And
oh,
make
yeah, there's,
it.
There's
right
a,
here.
There's a whole database
crop
of
this.
My voice in the internet.
You see what I'm saying?
7 years.
Now, think about like where that goes with the legal system to where, like, if you can deepfake someone's face on an act or deepfake someone's voice.
They've already done it.
They've already done it. And how do you disprove? Or you have to relegate and redo the way that we do everything.
No, you have to. You have to have enough technology and money on your side to show what the fix was.
How are you going to be able to afford that, Bob? You know?
People can and people can't. Let's just say that. There are people that can, and there are people that can't.
It's like George Carlin said, there's a big fucking club.
And you're not in it.
You're not in it.
Those fucking robot dogs are scary.
Yeah, there's the big
have
club.
Have you seen the one with the humanoids doing push-ups?
Oh, I see them like dancing and stuff.
Yeah,
those are scary.
Yeah.
That's a mistake. We
that
are,
comes after
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's a mistake.
We have made a mistake.
It's called Terminator.
Yeah.
iRobot.
Yeah. When we came up with these AI robots that can think for themselves and do for themselves.
I don't know if they think for themselves.
They can think for themselves.
They'll get there.
Not to effect of like...
I don't like the tone in your voice, Alan.
If they get to where they can think and
we got one here.
On their thoughts, we have made one of the biggest
change
mistakes.
Your mind.
Alan.
Change your mind.
In our
change
business.
Your mind. Change your mind.
Why did you put this political message on Facebook, Alan?
Ooh. Yeah.
Three, two, one.
You have been permanently
knocked out.
He got terminated. Alan's gone now because
then your robot takes
AI
you
robots.
To your robot car. It takes you to prison.
It takes you to real prison with mechanical locks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like a good place to jerk off.
What do y'all make of like the simulation theory?
I think I'm thinking it's more and more real every day.
He's on it.
You're with it?
I'm with it, man. I think there's somebody that's like, sitting in a pod.
And you go back to CERN, don't you?
No.
This is a giant's dream. We're in a giant's dream.
There's Cobb's got somebody that's in a pod.
Yeah, I fucked up a Liver King. That's the simulator.
Look at the steroids. Look how buff I am.
Yeah, I mean,
man, that dude's definitely on steroids 5 days.
Yeah, ago. He's definitely
busted on steroids. It's like, somebody fucking with me.
Like, I think our interactions and our lives are real, but what we're living in is fake. I think if we were to be able to unplug.
So it's like a video game to you?
Yeah, Matrix.
Yeah.
I think it's like Sims.
So like,
okay. I just don't like the idea of all that goo if I unplug.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I mean, to use that illustration, it's like,
slimy,
why do they shave my eyebrows?
Yeah.
It's like the Rick and Morty
episode. I'll never
get it off me. R.I.P. Rick and Morty.
To where you're sitting in the arcade and you're playing a game and be like, oh man, you did pretty good. You were, you know, whatever else, right?
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing.
The creators arrested for, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Roland. R.I.P., baby.
Yeah, the rest of peace.
I mean, he's not dead. It's just like...
No, R.I.P. to his career.
But Dan Harmon's still got it going.
Yeah, he's got it.
Well, I mean, Roland did most of the voices and...
I don't care about that.
It doesn't matter. The writing and
the writing is what...
Dan Harmon.
Yeah. Is that
the
name still there?
That was Dan Harmon. He's still good.
Dan still there.
There's got to be somebody out there that can do Rick and Morty.
Yeah, listen to Harmontown on podcast. All that, like, he's done with that. Like, that podcast is done. But, dude, that's Dan Harmon. Like, he's the head creator. He did, Parks and Rec or... Community. He did show, too. He did, like, he's done a lot of shit.
Hell, yeah. I want to make movies. Mm-hmm. They can make some crazy sci-fi.
Hey, you want to grab me a Liquid Death while you're up there?
You want to grab me a Liquid Death while you're up there? No, not me.
I'm stabbing the choke.
Has anybody seen a preview to Scream 6? It looks pretty dope.
Does it? I haven't seen it yet.
Scream 6, Lost in New York. It's in New York. It's not really Lost, you know. Yeah. Home Alone. By the way, I heard an episode around Christmas where y'all was questioning if Home Alone was a Christmas movie or not. What the hell is that? Home Alone is definitely a Christmas movie. There's nothing but Christmas music in it. It's Christmas. Why is this even a question? Who did this? Started this?
I think it comes with the start of people who believe or disbelieve that Die Hard is.
I don't remember what happens in Die Hard. It's been so long. But if it's like a Christmas party in the movie or something.
Yeah.
I call it a Christmas movie. You give me any excuse. If it's got Christmas music or Christmas decorations, that's Christmas.
So if we was to break out a Christmas song in this episode, would it be a Christmas episode?
Yeah, even though it's in January.
Christmas. That's fine, dude. It's still Christmas. I mean, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Does that feel good or not?
Happy birthday, Mark.
What?
Oh, happy birthday.
Dude. Is it his birthday for real?
Hell no. He don't have birthdays.
No, I was never born.
You're just part of the
That's
simulation.
Why I don't have a belly button.
He just started. He just woke up one day and started.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. You know what? I'll fuck with these idiots.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, feel good.
Oh. All
right, guys. Closing out the episode. You mentioned Scream 6, things looking forward to. Something I'm looking forward to is Porch Fest.
Yes.
April 14th and 15th in Columbus, Mississippi at Monson and Brothers.
There will
be comedy.
I'm going to tell jokes.
You better.
I'll probably be working.
Thanks, Kyle.
At the show. I'll be there. Probably playing music with a bunch of different acts and...
Yeah.
I might tell jokes. I don't know.
Tell some jokes, man.
I'm going to be...
I'll probably cook a few pizzas. I'll probably play a lot of music.
I'm going to do like I do busy. Every time I do it. I'm going to show my ass.
Yep.
Dude, we do it good.
Show the shit.
At least we show some good ass. Like, if we show our asses, we show good ass.
Hey, baby, let's go.
You're not going to be disappointed in the ass you see.
What
you
about y'all? Any upcoming shows or movies?
There's
or
a lot of them coming up.
Y'all want to see?
There's March 11th in Memphis. There's Mo.
Mo?
Yeah.
I unreleased to unannounced. I'll be the first to announce it, even though Cathead hasn't announced it. Cathead Festival in Jackson. And the first weekend of June, Goose is going to be playing and others. And then there's Coheed, Cambrian, Tupelo.
You got to read off the whole calendar.
You can if you want.
I mean, it's something for people to fucking plug in. If they want to see us. And then, of course,
God, I can't wait for the next
April 14th, 15th.
You think he's going to do another one?
He's doing another one, dude. He's got to get to 10.
Somebody said he was doing 7, and somebody said he was going to
do 7 like the movie?
No. No, only going to do 7 movies.
He's already did 9.
There's a head in here.
I know. And then they said, oh, he's
going to look at the box. There's a head in
it. He's going to keep doing movies until he retires.
No, he ain't. He's quitting. He said he wrote a miniseries for television. You can't mark out television. He said he's already wrote a miniseries for television.
That's something else.
On Tom Segura's
podcast. So this is what they're doing.
Do you like Tom Segura? I like that dude.
I don't.
You don't like him?
Not funny to me. I'm not a big Bert Kreischer. I don't like
you
two
don't like
bears
Bert.
I
like
Bert.
Dude,
I love Bert. I like his cooking show.
What about Nate Bargatze?
What the hell did you just say?
Nate Bargatze.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You don't know him? He's pretty
Tennessee kid. He's good.
You'll have to introduce me. I don't know.
We'll work it out.
Anything else upcoming before we step out and call this thing?
Bunch of their fights.
First time going live. Pretty cool.
Oh, is this it?
This is the one.
I didn't know it was the first time.
So I hope next time we'll have some more folks hanging out.
Now get up awkwardly and turn it off.
Yeah, ain't that great?
I'm glad
you care to join me in the leisure room for some white cake? Sick of the woods, man. Let's go. Man, Django is the best Tarantino movie.
Django is the best Tarantino movie.
I rewatched it like a week ago. The first hour flies by.
It really does.
Care to join me in the leisure room for some white cake?
And some Django Unchained.
The Django! That dude's from Birmingham.
Who was the white guy with the tooth thing in Django? He is the best.
Who?
The white guy like that helped Django, but he was in the tooth fairy like car. Oh, the dentist.
Dr. Schultz.
Dude, he's the best in the whole.
Tattoo Steve, he works down on the dock, down on DIP by that old foul river lot. He lost his mind in the Vietnam War. Now he spends his nights, he's lonely at the liquor store. Mary Lou Wilson, that's where I buy my weed. Preacher and a pilgrim, and they're living in an old RV. Right behind old Bodine's, down by the Quickie Mart on DIP. A few years back, when the spill went down, we were under attack, and it pissed off the whole damn town. Governor Bentley, well, he never did a goddamn thing. Guess he was probably too busy flirting with his employee. Now we got deformed fish, yes, and three-eyed shrimp, mutated alligator, I blame it on the government. Ever since that day, now it ain't been the same way since on DIP.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.